And he said she ran down the springboard and what, into the water?
Slid into the water.
Well, she goes head first. He said she did what?
What you mean? She fell into the water?
Or off a springboard.
Jumped off.
Or
dived.
And you say several children have
been diving off of it.
Or have what off?
I don't know what I'd say. Have dived off this
floor.
They dived off. See? They have dived off.
That child was too scared to
dive.
And they dived in and what across?
Swam across.
And several children have
and swam across the water.
Okay, and children like to
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might
drown.
He said yesterday somebody
drowned.
When they pulled him out, he had already
drowned.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
I don't know what you call it. Belly landing, I guess.
Uh-huh. Did you ever swim?
I nearly learned to swim. I tried to, but several times I came almost to learn. I didn't learn on account of having long hair. I had hair down to my knees. And,
really?
Every time I went swimming, I had to go wash it and dry it, and it was such a job, I just rather not try to swim. And a cap, wouldn't keep it dry.
Yeah. Not that long.
My father belonged to the athletic club. In those days we used to have an athletic club downtown, and the men belonged to it, and that gave the families the privilege of using it, but it was too much trouble. I just didn't have a lot of it.
You know,
And then my brother was out in Thurber, Texas before I married. He had married and was living out there, and I went out there to visit him. They had a nice lake out there, and I almost learned to swim there. I had cut my hair, but I didn't stay there long enough. If I'd have been there a little bit longer, I probably would have.
Say a child puts her head on the ground and rolls over. She turns a
somersault.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school...
School was out.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school
start again?
And if the child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say she...
played hooky.
And you go to school to get...
education.
And after high school, you might go on to...
to a college or university.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
first grade.
Huh?
You go into the first grade.
And...
elementary school or whatever you want to call it.
You say years ago children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at...
desks.
And each child has his own...
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the...
we had our own desk too, but we had recitation benches.
What was the recitation bench?
Oh, well, the desk sat in rows, and then the recitation benches were long benches in front, two, and the two, one on this side, and then there was a place for an aisle here and another bench over here.
Did you call it the first grade when you were going to school?
Well, we had what they call the prima, and then the first grade.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
And stay overnight in a strange town at a
hotel.
And you see a play or movie at a
theater.
And if you had to have and the woman that looked after you.
A nurse.
And you catch a train at the
people.
Or you could call that the
station.
Or the
railroad.